Hello, Mr. Burns.
Hi, how are you?
Mr. Burns, you grew up in Madrid. How important is the question Atletico or Real there?
Well, it's very important in the sense that they're the two major clubs of the capital city, and the derby between the two have always been a huge rivalry. I would not say it's the same kind of rivalry as Real Madrid and FC Barcelona, but it's a different kind of rivalry, possibly without the politics, as much politics as involved with Barcelona, but nevertheless a huge sporting rivalry in which I think historically Real Madrid has obviously been the major team. Atletico Madrid has been less successful in both in La Liga and in European tournaments, and has also less money to spend.
Is there kind of a borderline in the city between the fans, like in the south and the north?
Well, I suppose if I wanted to be sociological about it, the main kind of distinction between Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid is that Atletico Madrid, certainly the fans of Atletico Madrid, regard themselves as more working class and lower middle class, and their stadium, of course, is in a poorer kind of neighborhood of Madrid. The Bernabeu, as you know, is one of the smartest areas, commercial areas of Madrid. It's on the Castellana, surrounded by big, tall buildings. And Real Madrid, you know, it's got the royalty in its title. It's seen by its rivals as a bit of a kind of upper-class club, but also a club that, you know, for many years was very much identified with Franco, because Franco, of course, saw Real Madrid as a major export for Spain during the years of the dictatorship, at a time when football was one of the good things that Spain could still export.
You already mentioned the Franco era. A lot of clubs were involved politically during that time. How was the relationship of Atletico and Real to the dictatorship of Franco?
Well, Atletico, as I say, Real Madrid have always been more identified with Franco during the years of his regime, mainly because they were so successful in European terms that at a time when Spain was politically very isolated from the rest of Europe, I'm talking obviously of the post-war years, the success of Real Madrid in the European Cup was something that Spaniards around the world and football fans generally were quite proud of. Atletico Madrid, of course, has less of a history than Real Madrid. It was born, actually, in the war years with a different name. It was called, not called Atletico Madrid, it was called Atletico de Aviación, and that means Atletico of the Air Force. And that was because it had its roots in the Air Force of Franco. So it also had some links to the Franco regime. But as I say, it didn't have the kind of financial backing or the prestige that Real Madrid had, nor indeed its international projection.
Are politics still a topic when it comes to the rivalry between Atletico and Real?
I think politics is expressed more as a kind of clash of class, I suppose, than anything to do with party or indeed regions, because those who follow both clubs at least belong to the same region. So you haven't got the kind of rivalry that, for instance, you have between Real Madrid and Barcelona, which is regarded as a Catalan club, or indeed Real Madrid and Atletico de Bilbao, which is regarded as a Basque club. But that said, I think I insist it's very much a kind of sociological thing based on where the fans come from, who they identify with. And certainly the Atletico Madrid fans look at their Real Madrid fans as slightly upper class, slightly snobbish, rather elitist. And Real Madrid certainly consider themselves as the best in the world. Of course, that is up for questioning.
The rivalry goes up to the royal family. The king himself considers himself as a Real fan. His son is an Atletico fan. Is it really that way, or is it kind of a political correctness statement?
It's a good question, but I think it's evident that the royal family tries as much as it can to keep a kind of politically correct balance. I don't think there's any particular reason why the Prince of Spain has to have any loyalty towards Atletico de Madrid, which is different to his father's, because after all, there's no kind of political division between father and son. But it suits the royal family to be seen to be, I suppose, equanimous and just and fair between these two major clubs in the capital city of Spain. So it does them no harm to have the prince, for instance, attend matches in the stadium of Atletico Madrid, and the king generally to attend the major matches at the Bernabeu, at the Real Madrid stadium. It's a completely different matter, of course, for either prince or king to attend the Nou Camp, or indeed San Mamés in the Basque Country, because they will get a slightly less warm reception in both those stadiums, because of course they belong to regions that feel themselves quite separate from the centralizing tendencies of Madrid, and who don't share the same kind of loyalty to the royal family.
So finally, let's go back to sports. It's the first time in Champions League history that two clubs from the same city are in the semifinals. What will happen in Madrid if both make it through to the final?
Well, knowing the city very well because I was born in it, there will be a huge party even before we know who the victorious one is. I mean, if either club reaches the final, it will be a cause for celebration. Traditionally, of course, the territorial lines of celebration have been quite clearly demarked. Generally, they have different fountains or squares along the Castellana, the main avenue in Madrid, where they celebrate differently. So they never celebrate in the same area, which is just as well, because you don't want rival fans necessarily risking a kind of violent outcome. But I think they'll both be celebrating a great deal. But I think particularly for Atletico Madrid fans, this will be a real cause for celebration, because of course it's been the great underperforming club in Spanish La Liga terms for many, many years. Real Madrid is used to being up there among the great of the Champions League. But for Simeone's Atletico Madrid, this will be really quite an achievement.